Social media is tearing us apart, and author Neal Stephenson has imagined the worst possible outcome. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Science fiction author Neal Stephenson is not a fan of social media. In his 2015 book, Seven Eves, almost all humans die after the moon disintegrates and Earth is destroyed. And even the last humans left in the universe manage to tear themselves apart with blogging. I interviewed Neal Stephenson back then, and he told me he thought social media would get better. But now he's out with a new book called Fall, and it's got two major themes. One is the end of death, because tech lets us upload our digital consciousness and what happens then, and also what happens to America when truth really finally collapses because of the internet. Stephenson told me he was too hopeful about the power of the truth.
I think I was horribly proven wrong. Yeah, I mean, a thing that I missed is, you know, there have always been people who had differences of opinion about politics and other controversies, but in my mind, it was always based on differing interpretations of what the facts were, you know, what actual reality consisted of. And it didn't cross my mind until pretty recently that people could just have a complete breakdown in their beliefs about what reality is and not care, not be seemingly troubled. And that companies would spring up to profit from that.
Yeah, it gets real bad in your book. Misinformation really wins. And this whole swath of the country just rolls with it, but seemingly because they want to. Do you see that as a warning or closer to a prediction?
I'll tell you that when I originally wrote that chunk of the book, it was in 2015, 2016, and I was really patting myself on the back for being Mr. Futurist, predict the future guy. And then I found out that I was years and years behind. So I had to pull back for a while and rewrite that part of the book, but more in the vein of a kind of metaphor or a way of thinking about where we are now. So it's not so much a warning or a prophecy as just a enhanced or intensified present.
There's also a pretty strong theme of inequality, the idea that good information is the province of the rich, and that inequality then even drives the building of the kind of virtual world, the after-death world.
Yeah, the way that the big social media companies developed is that they came up with algorithms that would automatically serve up content without humans being in the loop. And the way things are now, I think, is that you can pay money to buy an online subscription to a newspaper or a magazine, and you can sort of get curated information. But if you rely on the free platforms, which are basically marketing you and, you know, the sort of statistics that they've gathered on you as their business model, then you have no idea what you're getting.
Do you ever have an idea that you don't want to be born? You know what I mean? Like, you've obviously explored some pretty dark scenarios, but I wonder if you ever have a moment where you go, I don't want to put this out. I don't want to create even the shadow of this potential reality.
I actually have one of those that I've been thinking about for a couple of years now, that it's exactly what you're describing, something that would be a kind of interesting story to write, but I don't know if I really want to go there. Actually, I've got two of them. Who knows? Maybe if I kept thinking about it
and
long
they just,
enough.
And you just have to sit with them.
Yeah. So yeah, those are out there. It's funny though. I mean, there are people who've written material that seems just incredibly dark, you know, Stephen King being an obvious example. And yet the overall impact of writers like that on the culture and on the world isn't dark. It isn't negative particularly. Mm-hmm. So it's a little paradoxical.
Neal Stephenson is the author of the new book, Fall. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have the second part of our interview with him about the end of death. And now for some related links. I got to be real with you guys. This book is so upsetting because now every story I read about misinformation on social media leads me straight down the scary sci-fi rabbit hole from Stevenson's book, where a huge portion of America has become a whole other America, where people almost deliberately believe false information. Like one relatively spoiler-free nugget, they believe that a city in Utah has been destroyed by a nuclear weapons attack when the city is still literally right there with people living in it. And some of the people who are insisting it's been destroyed have stationed themselves right outside of it. And if you find it hard to believe that a scenario like that might be possible, I mean, people are actually getting killed because of lies on social media in Myanmar and India. It's a little depressing. So let's go even deeper into the dark place, shall we? There's a link on our website to a CNET story about deep fakes, those videos that are doctored so well and so convincingly that humans and sometimes even computers can't really tell the difference, and how those videos will only get more common and more convincing, and basically no social media platform is ready to actually deal with them. A German newspaper, DW.com, has a story about how educators in Germany are having to come up with curriculum to teach kids how to spot disinformation because kids are showing up at school with wild ideas about American politics that they saw on Instagram. Propaganda is global. And speaking of which, a Brookings Institution report from last week notes that while governments in Europe and the U.S. finally recognize that online interference in elections is a real thing, Europe is way ahead of America in terms of actually crafting plans for dealing with disinformation and creating policies based on those plans. Whereas the U.S., not so much. I would very much love it if Neal Stephenson were wrong again about social media, but so far, yikes. Happy Monday. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Part of being a responsible news organization, especially one that covers business and the economy, is fiscal responsibility. Marketplace's budget year ends on June 30th, and we're closing in on our goal of 2,500 donors for this drive, but we still need to hear from you. Even a gift of just $5 will make a difference. Please donate now at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.